Spotlight. Good evening, listeners, and welcome to today's Spotlight. I'm Sarabjeet Kaur. Today we will be discussing about World Water Day Conclave 2026, Industry for Water. To understand this in more detail, we have with us today Mr. Sumanth Narayan, Joint Secretary, National Water Mission. Mr. Narayan, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
World Water Day Conclave 2026, under the theme Industry for Water, hosted by Ministry of Jal Shakti in New Delhi, brought together departments, academia and industry leaders towards strengthening India's water security. The conclave highlighted a paradigm shift where industries are transitioning from water users to water stewards, adopting smarter and more sustainable practices. The event witnessed participation from over 700 delegates across sectors. Mr. Narayan, undoubtedly, water is a very scarce and precious resource, and water conservation is an urgent need of the hour. With over 700 delegates from multiple sectors participating in the conclave, in your view, how can collaboration between government institutions, industries, and research bodies accelerate the adoption of innovative water conservation technologies?
Today, when we look at solving the challenges that we are facing as a nation, or for that matter globally, and when we look at the World Water Day being celebrated across the globe, it serves as a reminder of the critical importance of fresh water and the urgent need for sustainable water management. Many of our audience would know this Water Day was first celebrated in 1992 and the United Nations General Assembly had declared it. Now, coming specifically to your question about collaboration, as I already mentioned, water has different faces. And sometimes as a water technical body, people start looking at water as either a gray water, green water, blue water. But I think, in my opinion, we need to look at it as one water. And until we collaborate in terms of if industry is using 3 to 5% of water, if domestic sector is utilizing almost 10%, if there is the need to have low-hanging solutions that are specific to water, we need a paradigm shift where industries and other stakeholders transition from water users to water stewards. And that is where the conclave highlights the growing convergence. Departments, academia, industry, and all other stakeholders towards strengthening India's water security.
The Union Minister of Jal Shakti, C.R. Patil, also addressed the World Water Day Conclave 2026. Let's first hear what the minister had to say.
Pure desh mein, gramya vistar mein, sabhi gharon mein, nal se jal dena, shuddh jal dena, puri quantity ke saath jal dena, isi mission ke saath jal sanchay, jal jeevan mission ka kaam bhi ho raha hai. और अभी तक करीब 15.80 करोड़ घरों में नल से जल दिया गया है और बाकी जो 3 करोड़ घर में जल देना है उसके लिए भी जो योजना 2024 मार्च को खत्म हो गई थी उसको माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी साहब के निर्देश से उसको 2028 दिसंबर तक बढ़ाया गया है.
Mr. Narayan, now industries are increasingly being encouraged to adopt recycling, reuse and water efficient technologies. What incentives, or if I may say policy measures, can further motivate industries to become active partners in water stewardship?
Now, we understand that governments can come up with regulations, we come up with policy directions. But how many of us know that many industry chambers like FICCI, like ASSOCHAM, have voluntarily adopted water use efficiency targets in the last few months. And they are increasingly encouraging their member industries to kind of adopt and implement those very structures, those many targets, and take them forward in their industry. Not to forget that industries at the end of the day do look for their profit, and it has to be black, not in red. So how do they ensure that it remains profit making as well as a sustainable future? That is where this conclave came into play today.
Union Minister of Jal Shakti, C.R. Patil, expressed his views about water conservation. Let's hear what the minister had to say on this.
Jal Jeevan ka mukhya aadhar hai krushi. उद्योग और विकास विकास की नींव है विकसित भारत के लक्ष्य की प्राप्ति हेतु ये आवश्यक है। जल का सही उपयोग जरूरी है। वर्षा जल संचयन को बढ़ाना है, जल स्रोतों को प्रदूषण से बचाना है, समाज स्तर पर जन भागीदारी से जल संरक्षण मजबूत भी करना है। जनसंख्या शहरीकरण और जलवायु परिवर्तन से दबाव बढ़ रहा है। जल संचय में हर नागरिक की भागीदारी अत्यंत आवश्यक भी है। प्रधानमंत्री जी के नेतृत्व में जल के क्षेत्रों में अभूतपूर्व काम भी हो रहे हैं। जल संचय हमारे लिए आवश्यक है, इस बात के ऊपर अभी सभी गंभीरता से सोच भी रहे हैं। जल जीवन मिशन भी माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी का एक सपना है।
Mr. Narayan, the felicitation of winners of the Jal Shakti Hackathon at the conclave reflects the role of innovation and youth participation in solving water challenges. Now, at the policy decision-making level, what are we doing to encourage startups and young innovators to contribute to water conservation?
R&D, I don't know how many listeners would be aware that this December 2025, the ministry had launched what is called as Jal Shakti Hackathon, wherein as a policy shift, what the government had done was to unshackle the R&D, one, from primarily being confined to or largely confined to public sector, two, largely focusing on research reports. That was being done until some time back. Now what the government has done is to revamp the entire framework for R&D. The government has encouraged, first of all, the government opened up this Jal Shakti Hackathon, wherein through a transparent online process, the government invited proposers from across the country. And you'd be happy to hear that around 3,000 proposals were received from startups, from MSMEs, from young innovators, from entrepreneurs, and each of them had so very specific solutions that could be low costing, that could be a solution that each of us as individual can adopt going forward. Now, having received those proposals, the government decided to encourage more and incentivize this hackathon. So what was done was, through a rigorous process, these proposals were shortlisted. And today, the Honorable Minister gave away the felicitation award that was 1 lakh rupees, and 19 winners were shortlisted. Some of them were startups, some of them were from academia and others. But we must understand that unshackling R&D was the biggest achievement for the government in the recent past.
Mr. Narayan, several key reports, including the 7th minor irrigation census and the 2nd census of water bodies, have been released during the conclave. Now, what's your take on this? How will such nationwide data collection exercises improve planning, monitoring and efficient utilization of water resources?
We all know that what gets measured gets done. With that underlying philosophy, if we were to understand that even though many organizations relating to water might be generating data, but can that data be utilized in an easy manner, not only the policymakers, but even for that matter, researchers, by academicians, by industries. So the whole process is towards making data available in an easy format. And that is why not only these census reports were released, but I guess some of our listeners might have also noticed that a national water data policy also got released by the Honorable Minister today. All these are a step in that direction towards evidence-based policy making.
On the occasion of World Water Day, Union Minister of Jal Shakti, C.R. Patil, expressed his views on water conservation. Our correspondent brings us the details.
Union Minister of Jal Shakti, C.R. Patil, expressed his views on water conservation in an article published just a day before World Water Day. He described the day as an occasion to remember the central role water plays in our lives and to reiterate the shared responsibility of conserving and protecting it for the future. He noted that due to the country's large population and limited resources, India has been facing challenges on the water management front. Amid challenges, An integrated approach to water governance was adopted under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He also added that the creation of the Jal Shakti Ministry brought diverse aspects of water governance under a single framework, marking a decisive shift towards holistic planning. Referring to the vision of the Jal Jeevan Mission, the minister highlighted that every aspect of water management must evolve into a people's movement. He wrote that the government's initiative provides scale, but lasting impact is achieved when citizens participate actively. Highlighting the success of the Jal Jeevan Mission, the minister wrote that the program has provided tap water connections to around 16 crore rural households and has become the world's largest initiative to ensure safe and adequate drinking water at the household level. He also underlined the contribution of the Namami Gange program in improving water quality and supporting ecological restoration in the Ganga and its tributaries. The minister mentioned the Prime Minister's call to catch the rain where it falls and when it falls, which has inspired a mass movement across the country under the Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari initiative. He concluded with an appeal to move beyond awareness and towards action, urging urban populations to adopt a culture of conservation through rainwater harvesting and wastewater reuse. He emphasized that India's journey towards water security is a national endeavor essential for Viksit Bharat. With Aniket's report, Shreya Pathak, News Desk.
Mr. Narayan, on the broader canvas of things, we'd like to have your expert comment on this. Can industrial growth and water sustainability go hand in hand?
Listening to the industrialists, the CXOs and the MDs who participated in today's deliberations, I now am of the firm opinion that these are going hand in hand. Many industries depend heavily on water, not only for their production or for their profits, for processing, for cooling, for cleaning, and therefore any shortages can disrupt production and increase their costs. So therefore, today's conclave kind of firmed my belief that these have to go hand in hand. We need to do much more to achieve this and increase our water use efficiency.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke about the importance of water in our lives and how every drop of water counts. Honorable Prime Minister also spoke about conservation methods that should be adopted for water conservation.
Pani ka upyog hame prasad ki tarah karna chahiye. Pani ka mulya wo samajhta hai jo pani ke abhav mein jeeta hai. Ek ek bund pani jutane mein kitni mehnat karni padti. मैं देश के हर उस नागरिक से कहूंगा जो पानी की प्रचुरता में रहते हैं, मेरा उनसे आग्रह है कि आपको पानी बचाने के ज्यादा प्रयास करने चाहिए.
What is one urgent step industries must take right now towards water conservation?
As I mentioned in the earlier answers, that many targets have been adopted by these industries voluntarily, and I'll name a few. Regular water audits. Reducing water footprint by 50% by 2030. Now, having committed to these targets, each stakeholder, each industry, be it thermal, which sometimes they say consumes one of the larger guzzlers of water, these sectors can lay down their specific steps as to how they want to achieve by 2027, by 2030, so that not only are these targets adopted voluntarily, but the people of the country start seeing the benefit. And by people, when I say, not only the citizens, but the industry people themselves.
Listeners, as we come to the end of today's discussion, one thing is clear. Water is not just a resource, it is our responsibility. From industries to individuals, every drop counts and every action matters. The choices we make today will shape the future of water for generations to come. Mr. Sumanth Narayan, thank you very much for sparing your valuable time and sharing such insightful thoughts with us. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.